The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops on Friday concludes its annual Spring General Assembly, where the bishops approved a proposal to draft a message entitled Catholic Reflections on Work, Poverty, and a Broken Economy. It will be the first major document from the U.S. bishops since the publication of the encyclicals of Pope Benedict XVI, Deus Caritas Est, and Caritas in Veritate. During the debate before the decision was made to draft the message, several bishops spoke of the need to move beyond previous economic statements made by the bishops' conference. One of these interventions was made by the Archbishop of Kansas City, Joseph Nauman.
I support the concept of the statement. I was particularly gratified to see that there was a balance in some of the principles that should be emphasized. I think there really is a perception problem with the conference and with this committee, particularly as being perceived at times as partisan. And I hope we will seriously take the principle of subsidiarity, which has been neglected, I think, in past documents. It seems that there are some that are see the whole solution as being a solution that the states solves, and the more people we get onto state assistance, the better. And that same group of people also seem to do other things that attack the structure of the family. So I think there's a great relationship between some of our economic woes and the solutions that we come that are real solutions. I think we've seen some solutions tried now for decades with no real results, and I think I hope that our statement won't just be, again, a reinforcement of that. And finally, I think we need to talk about the debt and the real seriousness of that debt, and that we can't just simply go on, as sometimes we're perceived, as just encouraging the government to spend more money with no realistic way of how we're going to afford to do this.